This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. 10 Colorado hospitals face the risk of closure. That accounts for nearly a quarter of the state's rural hospitals. And three could shut their doors in the next few years. Michelle Mills is CEO of the Colorado Rural Health Center. She says the impact would be devastating.
Typically what happens if a rural hospital closes, then many other businesses go away too. And it's very difficult to attract new businesses to the community.
It also forces nearby residents of the community to travel a long distance for emergency or inpatient care. Colorado lawmakers are considering whether to ask voters this fall for more money for the state's free school lunch program. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Colorado voters approved the Healthy School Meals for All program in 2022, but the funding isn't keeping up with demand. Roberto Meza is part of a company that connects schools with local produce.
Healthy meals shouldn't be a privilege reserved for some schools and families. They should be a guarantee for every school in Colorado.
To fund the program, lawmakers are considering going back to voters with two ballot questions. The first asks if the state can hold on to extra money instead of refunding it, because the original tax is bringing in more than expected. And second, can Colorado raise taxes even more for the highest income households to try to ensure the program fully pays for itself? If lawmakers agree, the questions will go on the ballot this fall. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Temps remain in the upper 60s and low 70s in Denver this week, with rain and snow in the forecast for Friday. This is CPR News.